So who let the dogs out? Katrina, what's the genesis of this question for you? Did you, you ran into somebody who has dogs at work?
Yeah, well, I was talking to some friends of mine, and they're like, what is up? It seems like there's just dogs everywhere, and it's not just work either. I talked to this one friend of mine, Jen Sweeney, and she's like, wait, you just have to listen.
Okay, here we go.
Tell me, what do you think about people bringing their dogs into public places?
Okay, well, I don't know about you, but I have recently noticed that a lot of people are bringing their dogs into the malls. Mayfair Mall, or into Target, or I've even seen a few in grocery stores, and I'm not real sure if I missed a memo on that.
Has this become acceptable now?
Is this acceptable? Are they allowed to bring these dogs into restaurants, into stores? And my concern is, well, if it's a bigger dog, could they bite somebody? That might be an issue.
Right. The little dogs are rough.
Well, the little dogs, or they get a little stressed out. They may have a little accident. I was on an airplane not that long ago. They had two big dogs on the plane. And the guy walked out in front of me, and the dog, I don't even want to say what it did in front of me, but let me tell you, it's stunk as you walk by that.
So it was more than a bark.
Yes.
Okay, more than Gino is shaking his head. We've had this conversation.
You know this. That's right.
Over and over again with people bringing their therapy animals. Now,
therapy
some people,
in quotes, by the
right,
way.
Some people may actually need, there are
Wait a minute. Things. Didn't you just tell me a story?
So here, and it happens all the time. And we were at my daughter's volleyball game, and the ref comes in. With a dog.
With a dog. Now, is this...
Why?
Is it a therapy dog?
She didn't say. She didn't,
was it
like
a seeing
announce
eye dog?
It. Well, it should have been. But this is a ref I have seen over the years. My kids have been playing volleyball for like 12 years now. I've seen this ref before, never with a dog. But apparently somebody did say it was a therapy dog because she gets stressed.
Okay, but who was taking care of the dog when
Nobody.
She was doing
it
her
just
job?
It just sat there. It just sat there. It was like this little fluffy Pomeranian
dog. So the
dog
wasn't really in anybody's way.
Wasn't
really.
In anybody's
was
way.
A problem.
Didn't cause any problems whatsoever. Just, and I don't care. Maybe she just wanted to bring her dog. I don't know what the story behind it was, but it does seem a little out of control.
Well, it also seems like, okay, if everybody brought their dog, you know, it's one of those. It's one of those rules where if everybody starts doing it, then you've got a real problem. And I did not know. I haven't seen it at the grocery store or Target. I haven't seen it.
I have.
But she's like, walk along the mall.
Well, it's a European thing, though. I mean, go to Europe. I mean, you go into a restaurant in Europe and there's dogs everywhere. They actually have dog dishes, bowls for people's dogs to eat along with the owners.
And then I'm thinking, okay, is this kind of fair? Because we have cats. Can I bring my cat? Would that just cause a huge problem? It wouldn't be good if that referee's dog was there.
But you can't control a cat, right? I mean, you know,
well,
a cat
put it on a leash.
A cat wouldn't have sat there, or maybe they would have. I don't know.
No, they wouldn't.
No,
I'm playing devil's advocate. A cat wouldn't handle it.
Well, see, but where do you
draw
the
cats,
line?
Cats, right.
Remember the monkey? We had the monkey.
Right? A pig.
Mm-hmm.
Right? There's been turkeys and, you know, therapy, whatever.
Ducks.
This and
Brian
that.
Paulson did a story on a woman who had a duck.
All you have to do
and
is...
And it had diapers. Like she treated it like a baby.
So it's like, Katrina, you're at the, at this point, you're at the Milwaukee Business Journal and you're doing some run through there and you're talking to the boss at the journal.
Yes.
Business Journal.
Kira LaFon is the publisher. So okay. I wanted to know what she thought. She's the boss.
Okay.
If you come here on the weekends, you will often see dogs in here. When Renee used to work here, her dog was here every weekend and my dog would come in periodically through on the weekends. During the week, it's an allergy thing. But other than that, I think it's a great idea. If you have office coworkers who can handle it and are acceptable to it, I think it's awesome. I don't think business should be boring.
Business shouldn't be boring. And I know that some of the times you guys give awards to companies that have one of the best, like, best offices to work. And a lot of times they have an animal.
Yep.
Or I shouldn't say a policy. It's actually an acceptance.
Right. They do. And anybody who wins those Best Places to Work awards usually has a more casual atmosphere. And, you know, just so it's comfortable for everybody who's there.
But you're the boss. I mean, what happens when people have to take their dogs for a walk and then they're suddenly on a 20-minute break?
That's okay. They'll be more productive when they come back, for me. But you do have to check with the other employees and make sure that they're okay with it as well. I love that kind of stuff. If we didn't have anybody here with allergies, I'd say, hooray, have dogs here.
The place would be run by the dogs.
They could be run by the dogs.
That's another issue, though, that taking of the break. I mean, how often would people that have, you know, smokers in the office that you always sit there and go, man, I wish I smoked because I could get out more.
Right. Right.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have a dog and you have to take it to the park or someplace, you know.
Here's some of the stuff we're getting on Facebook. Karen wrote in and said, define workplace. A doctor's office, restaurant? No. A small office? Sure. But probably best everyone's on board with the idea. Not everyone is a dog person. I love mine, she said. Sarah says, theoretically, it's a great thought. What about allergies, though? Too many people can't tolerate perfume.
Yeah.
Strong hand lotion. Whose dog is not well enough behaved? That kind of thing.
Right. There's a lot of aspects to it that you have to think about. Okay, can, and if you have a policy, there are some companies that do have a policy that if the dog gets unruly, like what's going to be the repercussions if something goes wrong?
I know that if I brought my dog to work, we could do away with almost any of the warning lights, any of the doorbells, anything.
She'd take care of it?
She is an organic doorbell. She just sometimes barks and the people aren't coming to our door.
Just because there's people?
Just because there's people, yeah.
But how about this? You're a boss. You love dogs. The employees, they all love dogs. Now Gino comes in for a job. He's allergic. Are you going to hire him? No.
That's a whole other aspect of this.
So you got one more here. Who are you talking to here? Is this Kira, the boss?
Yeah, so we're talking to Kira, but we're a little bit of an exchange with another employee, Denise.
Well, so you don't take a long enough lunch, you take a shorter lunch, you take your dog for breaks instead. What's the difference? What you do with your time?
As long as you're getting the work done, right?
Getting the full 8 hours in, what's the difference?
We have only 23 people who work here. Everybody works their tails off, so to speak.
I like that. That's good.
So I have no worries that everybody's going to get their work in.
Yeah, and that was Liz. Liz was saying, you know, if everyone gets the work done, then it's okay for these longer breaks.
Hmm.
So have you encountered this at all recently on your trips around the world?
I see it almost every flight.
Really?
I didn't see it overseas to London. That was a 10.5-hour flight. But almost every flight, and usually two or three dogs. Not even just one anymore.
Let me ask you this. When they said, we'll seat you in the back of the plane, what did you say?
I said, I have an allergy. Why should I have to move out of this great seat to go sit in the, you know, a middle seat in the back?
What did they say?
Yeah.
Well, that's your choice.
So they didn't move the lady and you had to stay?
No, because her ticket cost more than mine did.
You should have begged her to drag you off.
Right.
You fly Delta all the time, right?
Yes.
Do you know that I saw an ad on my Facebook news feed? You know how they put ads up there?
Uh-huh. Right.
For Delta is hiring.
Hmm.
And they need everything except
dog walkers?
Except pilots.
Right, dog handlers.
Yeah,
right.
I think they got the pilots. Yeah.
Dog petters.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I wish that I was not allergic. I wanted dogs so bad as a little boy. I had a collection of dogs that I wanted. I can't have them, and I can't be around them. It's difficult. I don't want to have to fly.
Did you have allergies when you were a kid?
No.
No.
And
no.
It just is this adult onset?
Yes.
So there's a hot chick, and she has a dog.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Smoking hot.
Smoking hot.
Yeah.
Perfection.
Hello, Claritin. No, but that's the other thing.
A little Claritin on an IV drip.
And seven cats.
Yeah, what's worse?
Nobody's smoking hot with seven cats. I guarantee you, she's probably about 75, missing a few teeth. And it starts with seven, and then it's 40, and they're all taken out of the house at some point.
And they eat her in the end when
seven.
She's passed.
I'm saying seven. If you have four, great.
Okay.
Three,
you draw the line at four?
No, I'm saying seven is, that's when you're
excessive?
Starting to enter the dangerous territory.
What if she has two cats, but she wants you to walk them? Like, you have to take them twice a day out for a walk.
Mm-hmm. How hot is she again?
Smoking hot.
Smoking hot?
Perfection.
You'll see Gino walking around Tulsa with cats on a leash. He's just, don't ask.
He's got him in the little baby carrier on his chest.
Mm-hmm.